Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Stress relief, pain relief, increased flexibility and strength, weight management, improved circulation, better sleep, and inner peace. These are just some of the benefits of making yoga part of your daily routine. And one yoga branch in particular is hotting up right now called Iyengar Yoga. How is it changing the lives of its practitioners? Find out next on Bar None, BFM 89.9.
Bar None, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Bar None, your weekly dose of all things sport. Good morning, I'm Audrey Raj, and in the studios with me, my partner in crime, Angeline Tay.
Good morning, and this week, in conjunction with International Day of Yoga, which fell on the 21st of June, we're talking about yoga, Iyengar Yoga in particular.
Iyengar Yoga has been said to help so many people improve their health, fitness, and even cure them of their injuries faster than your usual combination of meds and physiotherapy. What's the secret? Why is this yoga system so special? We speak to Iyengar Yoga coach Parul Mehta to find out more.
My name is Parul, and I run an Iyengar Yoga studio in Desa Sri Hartamas. It's called Shraddha Iyengar Yoga Studio. I come from a business family, and I'm a lawyer by training. While I pursued my law degree, while I fulfilled my roles as a wife, a mother, a lawyer, while I danced and sang, or now these are my hobbies which I still do, yoga has been that constant throughout my journey. I started practicing yoga in 1979, when yoga was not so widespread. Not many people did yoga then. I was introduced to my teacher, the late Karen O'Bannon. She was my inspiration and introduction into Iyengar Yoga in 2004. And I remember thinking then, wow, this is yoga. It awakened every cell in my body, in my brain, and in my heart. It was a whole new experience and perspective to my practice and experience of yoga. And since then, there has been no looking back. I completed my certification as a teacher. And since then, I've been sharing and teaching Iyengar Yoga to a growing community of men, and yes, men, women, and children.
Parul Mehta is a certified Iyengar Yoga instructor and the founder and teacher of her own Iyengar studio in Desa Sri Hartamas, Kuala Lumpur. She's a lawyer by training and a mother of two, but has devoted the last 20 years of her life to yoga, absorbing its values and philosophy and imparting the knowledge acquired.
Yes, I stumbled upon it. I was only 20 then, and there were these two ladies from India who had come down. And it wasn't very big, like I said. They were in orange robes. They were just, you know, and someone said to me, they're conducting yoga sessions. Why don't you go and try? And I remember I was having holidays then. So I went. And for 3 months that I was free, I attended yoga sessions. Just me and my friend, two girls. Nobody else was interested. So the whole place was empty. Just two of us. And that experience at age 20 left an impression in my mind, in my heart, in my being. So that after, much later, this is after my marriage, I went back into yoga. It sort of drew me back. That experience of how I felt drew me back towards it. And since then, so I would say it was my late 30s, since then it has been a part of my journey, a part of my practice.
You could say that yoga has been life-changing for you. It must have impacted your life in some way, seeing how you've been devoted to it for 20 years. And, you know, now with your own yoga studio.
You know, yoga has been very grounding for me. It has held me in all my times of trials and tribulations. You know, in life we go through everything. Good times, bad times, experiences that help us grow, experiences that also are difficult to deal with. But yoga has been that one factor that has grounded me. It gave me physical strength, emotional stability, and mental alertness, mental clarity. And I find that with all of this combined, it helped me see through my journey. yoga actually affects people very deeply. And how does it do that?
You know, I have to tell you, you have to start with experience. You have to, I can tell you about it, I can tell you my experience, but for you to be able to understand what I'm saying, you have to experience it yourself. Because yoga is the beginning of many things. Whether you find yourself standing on your head or standing on your feet, it's really about living in your body and having a clear perspective of life around you.
Yoga, as many will tell you, is about being mindful, present and aware. And Parul insists being centered and aware helps practitioners act and respond to the world around them and not react. And Iyengar Yoga, which pays great attention to detail and precise focus on body alignment, will help you do just that.
Now, Iyengar Yoga is based on the teachings of Guruji BKS Iyengar, who lived till 95. Now, as most yoga systems, it comes from the same source, Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, which are dated back 2,500 years ago. Now, BKS Iyengar, as a child, was sickly and weak, and he suffered from TB. So, his own need to modify the postures led to innovation of props in teaching yoga, because of which yoga became available to each and every person, no matter of their physical or mental challenges, age, male or female. But before I go on, I must tell you that yoga in the end is all the same. Like I mentioned, it comes from the same source. The only difference would be the emphasis. So with BKS Iyengar, he popularized Iyengar Yoga. It is the most widely practiced forms of yoga. And in the year 2004, Time magazine actually voted him as one of the 100 most influential persons of the century. So what difference did he make? Like I mentioned, because of his own weak body, he came up with these props. So if you entered an Iyengar Yoga studio, you will see ropes on the walls, you will see belts on one corner, chairs, blocks, benches, sandbags. Props have become associated with Iyengar Yoga.
Iyengar Yoga is a safe and systematic way of practicing yoga because there is a lot of attention paid to detail. There's emphasis on precision and alignment on all parts of the body in all postures. So it's an intelligent way of working with the body.
Parul tells us that each Iyengar Yoga student is made aware of their abilities and limitations from the very first class, and they work intelligently with awareness and props provided to get the best out of each class.
So this gives them a good understanding of themselves. And these props that I talked about, these props are used to help the students because all of us have different body types, different abilities, levels of flexibility, levels of, it could be an injury, it could be, you know, any issue that we have with our, or concern we have with our body. These props are used to assist to get into the postures so that you can benefit, get the maximum benefit from the posture.
Because I remember from my time practicing yoga, I never knew if I was doing it right, you know, if I actually had my body at the right angle, if I was stretching enough, you know, I mean, it was always a question to me. I mean, you're in a class with like 40 others. You can't expect the instructor to pay attention to each and every one of you. So I guess these props will aid in getting you in the right asanas in the right way, I guess.
Yes, correct. Because, see, our focus is on alignment. So we work intelligently with the body. Everything originates from the spine. So we take a, if you've done some yoga before, and like from what you say, I think you have, if you go into a triangle, if you do it correctly, your spine should be aligned from the sacrum, from your tailbone, right to the crown of your head. So we focus on that. And if it, you can't get that posture or be in that alignment in the very first class, we use the prop to help you if need be, rather than you having to bend in such a way that your spine is at an angle. Because to remember, all our nerve endings to our organs originate out from our spine. So the energy flows from the spine. The spine has to be lengthened and stretched.
Besides alignment, postures are held longer in Iyengar Yoga compared to other styles of yoga. Classes also differ every time. So even if you're a regular, be prepared to be surprised every day.
One important distinguishing feature would be that we place a lot of emphasis on inversions. So inversions like the shoulder stand and the headstand, they're introduced systematically very early into the practice, which you might find that a lot of other systems tend to avoid. But inversions like the shoulder stand and the headstand, they have very many benefits.
So we actually introduce it. And because of our focus on alignment and awareness of the body and the use of props, we are actually able to help the students come into these postures safely. Like, I'll give you an example, like the headstand. It's a posture that's feared by many people because they have a lot of these, they're misconceptions actually. We have ropes on the walls. So we actually hang students upside down. We hang them on the ropes so they get the benefit of a headstand without any pressure on their spine, on their neck. If they have a cervical problem, we do it that way. And then to make sure that the students don't injure themselves, all we need is one blanket, one belt and a block. And within 2 months, a student can go up in a headstand safely. I'm not saying that this is a general, I'm not saying everyone, but if a student is ready and fit, we can take them up. It's the use of props, it's the emphasis on alignment, and it's the emphasis on sequencing that help us teach the students safely.
Iyengar yoga has also been known not only to heal injuries faster, but help prevent them as well. This is through accurate and specific instructions that encourages weak parts of the body to strengthen and stiff areas to release, awakening and realigning the whole body.
Just to share with you, I have this group of footballers, okay, that have started Iyengar yoga with me. It's been about 2 months. And when they came to me, they had no idea how yoga was going to help them or how Iyengar yoga was going to benefit them. After the very first class, they told me that they had knockout sleep, uninterrupted knockout sleep, for the first time in ages. Their bodies felt great. They felt happy and they wished they had started Iyengar yoga earlier. It's just been 2 months since they started. They say they recover from injuries faster. No ice pack, no deep heat, no aches and pains after football, and it has improved their game.
How is that?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? I mean, one of them came and told me, I play football on Saturday morning and Sunday evening, and after the morning game, I have to come back and ice my knees. The next day, I'll ice my knees again, and the back is sore, so whatever they apply on their back, so that they can play on Sunday evening. You know, we're talking about people in their early 40s, okay? But now, after starting yoga, it's only been 2 months they've been with me. They don't have to ice their knees. Their backs don't hurt. And it's not like they don't injure themselves. When you play a game, you're going to, you know, that risk of injury is there. But they heal faster. They have a hamstring tear, they heal. They have a little quadricep tear, they heal. So if my football students are listening to me, I'm talking about all of you. And it's been 2 months and they've gone up into their headstand as well.
Okay.
Safely.
So we see more men getting into yoga these days. Why do you think that is?
Because I think they've begun to realize that it benefits them. And if you notice men, because of the fact that they could also have tighter muscles, and because of their work culture, they may have stiffer shoulders, back issues, they have begun to discover that it helps these conditions. It helps them. And it also not just physically, but emotionally. And they feel happy. It releases their stress. So men have realized that they don't have to fear yoga anymore. I think there was a time that when there was this element of fear, whether we'd be able to be as flexible as the women, you know. But that's not important. Flexibility is not the point. I have students coming to me and telling me that, oh, I can't do yoga because I can't touch my feet. And I say, you don't have to touch your feet or touch the floor to get started. Come to yoga, we'll get you there, you know. And the interesting thing about Iyengar yoga, because it focuses on sequencing, we have a methodology, it's very systematic. The student can come to class and have their fingers 4 inches above the floor, but by that end of class, I'm not saying everyone, not a general rule, but we can actually manage to bring the students to touch their fingers on the floor by the end of class, a 1 hour and a half hour class. That's one happy student going back for what they think they wanted to achieve. Not to say the very next day they'll be doing the same thing, but it's just the way we teach. It's just the sequencing.
Yoga, however, as Parul insists, is not about touching your toes, but what you learn on your way down.
All yoga will give you benefits, okay? Like I said, the source is one and the same. It's just how we teach it. And the Iyengar method develops strength, stamina, flexibility with optimal body alignment, which is the key. The postures are done with breath awareness, so the movements are synchronized with inhalations and exhalations, and this has both an energizing and a relaxing effect. And with so much emphasis on awareness of the body, breath and mindfulness, there's an integrating effect of harmonizing the body, the mind and the spirit. Students learn to exist fully and vibrantly in the present moment,
which is what we're all trying to achieve in today's stressful life. And Ahanga Yoga has been said to be like a meditation in action. Because you see, when we want to meditate or keep our attention focused on one point, we always find an object of focus. So in Ahanga Yoga, because the emphasis is such a lot on alignment, because we want to work intelligently with the body, it's not for the sake of alignment. Right? There is an intelligent way of working with the body. Because of that, your mind, it's like you're meditating on your body.
Your body is the focus point, the object.
Ah. So your mind is completely present and in your practice. So if you attend an Ahanga Yoga class, and I would like to invite you to come for one so that you can experience, you have no time to let your mind drift to other thoughts or take it out of the studio. Your mind will be with you in your body. So you'll be in the present moment. So it's meditation in action.
We've been speaking with Ahanga Yoga coach Parul Mehta from Shraddha Ahanga Yoga Studio in Sri Hartamas.
Parul will be holding free trial classes every weekend, and you can get your hands on some passes by writing to her at yogawithparul@hotmail.com. That's yoga with P-A-R-U-L at hotmail.com. There's also special classes for kids and men, so don't forget to ask about those.
And for more interviews like this, check out our podcast at bfm.my/barnun. Till next week, from Angeline Tay and me, Audrey Raj, here's wishing you a sporty weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.